Despacito.
Let go.
I see all my neck diamonds, they dance on me. I just bought a new Patek, I need a new Rollie. When I pull up to the jeweler, need a two-tone piece. I put on away, but they can't clone me. I see all my neck diamonds, they dance on me. I just bought a new Patek, I need a new Rollie. When I pull up to the jeweler, need a two-tone piece. I put on away, but they can't clone me. Got this brick of ones, get the throne. 1942, got you going. When I get the throne, I'm snowing. Diamonds in the dark, yeah, it's glowing. I put on away, now they in the way. Sleeping with the money. Keep them Benji's clothes. I don't trust nobody.
Yeah. That's Jen Gates, man. Clone me, man. You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. We got a special guest today. Dion, shoot your lights out. Philly cheese waiters. Yeah, listen now. Hold up. If I would have ran across him in the playground, I'd have crossed him over. And when I had my game, I mean, you said they all wanted me back. I did have a game back in the day. Before I messed my ACL up.
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267. I mean, right here is our producer, Dev Nasty.
The nasty one.
And listen, man, this right here, $1 million worth of game, is brought to you by and sponsored by Springfield Hyundai. Listen, since we got cheese here, I know you drive all type of exotic cars.
Mm-hmm. See, pulled up in the back.
Yeah, pulled up in something crazy, but he might have heard Hyundai and don't know that my people could hook him up. But you want a helicopter? You want a jet? You want the Billy to come out in 2023? Springfield Hyundai could get it for you.
And guess what?
What?
If he buys the jet, he has a $7 million house he can land the jet on.
Yes. So
he got a runway and everything.
Oh, that's a runway. He got a runway?
He got a runway at the crib.
On the back, you can fly. Jets and shit can drop there?
Shit.
In the front.
I messed up my fucking ACL. If I'd have been in the league myself. I took the wrong route. If I'd have knew that instant gratification. Yeah,
you were supposed to go to Penn State, but you went to the state pen.
Yeah, there a lot of Penn State wanted me. The Ohio
and,
State
and
wanted
listen,
me.
And listen, he ain't just get out in 4 years. He wanted to stay get his master's. He wanted to stay get every degree. Nigga did 20 years.
But once again, man, Springfield Hyundai, they're going to hook you up with everything you need. Listen, if you're out there and you got challenge credit, but you got a job, you bringing some income, they're going to hook you up. They got some new programs coming. But check them out, Springfield Hyundai, 844-9-DRIVE-NOW. Check them out, Springfield Hyundai, 844-9-DRIVE-NOW. Let's get into it, man.
Okay. We got a Philly cheese in the building.
Yes.
A.K.A. Deion Waiters. A.K.A. the number 4 pick in the draft, right?
Number 4, mm-hmm. Okay.
Syracuse, right?
Facts.
Let me ask you a question, man. How you enjoying this NBA life, man?
Oh, man. I mean, it's amazing. Like, it's something I dreamed about my whole life, man. So I feel like I put the work in. And, you know, we here now. We here. I'm doing my thing. And I'm just trying to inspire, man. Inspire, motivate the next up and coming, man. We got a lot of talent in Philly. I just feel like it's up to us to, like, the older guys. You know, I'm still young, but I feel like I'm an OG in this thing now. You know?
Okay.
So I feel like just all the kids that look up to me, who reach out to me, like, you know, I try my best just to, you know, to give them the real game, to reach back out. You know, I come back home, they see me, they feel mm-hmm. me. And, you know, that's what it's about, man, just trying to pass this thing off and just keep this thing going, man, for the next, you know, next generation.
Going into your 8th season, got a new teammate, Jimmy Buckets.
Right.
That y'all stole from Philadelphia, but it's all good.
I mean, he made a decision, man.
Yeah. You know. But what you foresee in the upcoming season, man? I know you Philly healthy now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm back. This is the best I've been in a long time. And
mentally?
Physically too. Mentally and physically. I'm in a great place, bro. You know, some people preach that, but like I'm really in that place right now. So I feel great, man. I put the work in all summer, no matter what I had going on, you know, the work came first.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited to get out there and do my thing.
So to all the up-and-coming young basketball players, athletes in general, around the country, around the world, that's trying to play professional sports somewhere.
Right.
What's the number one single thing that you would tell them that they should concentrate on the most?
I would tell them to concentrate on, first and foremost, man, just being dedicated to the game. Like, if it's something you love, no matter what it is, doctor, cop, whatever you want to be, if you truly love that, man, you know, put the time in. That's the only thing you can do is put the time in And the people that put the time in, I really believe that it come back. It really does come back. So believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself. Never let nobody tell you what you can be, man, and go out there and do what you do.
Hold up. You know, when I used to play basketball, you know, a lot of people know about me that do know about me. That's the only people that need to know about me. When I used to play basketball, I got into a couple fisticuffs in the locker room. So I just want to know, and that's part of how I messed my ACL up when a lot of teams wanted, but that's another story.
Right.
How many people, like, did you ever have any rumbles? And matter of fuck all that. How many people got sucker punched in the locker room? Because I see dudes always tough on basketball courts. Whenever I did watch basketball, dudes be tough.
You had any
shit.
Physical altercations?
No, I never had no physical altercation. You know, like.
What's the craziest thing you ever had seen happen in the NBA locker room or on a jet or on a plane? Or
honestly, nothing, though. Like, not with me.
Not with you.
I can't speak about that because I don't know. Nothing ever happened with me. Like, did I have an altercation? Like, we teammates. We argue. It's frustration. You're losing. So you argue. You know, you say words. But I never got into, like, a physical altercation. You know, stories came out a long time ago that was false. But, like, a lot of people don't play with me, though, bro. So I ain't really got
that. That's that Philly shit. That's that Philly shit. Oh, you don't play with me. I ain't going for that shit.
No, for real. Like, all jokes aside, they don't play with me. Like, nobody. Come on, we ain't doing that, man.
Who the five best players you ever played with?
Five best? I didn't play with the top four. KD, Bron, Kyrie, Russ.
Hold up. He played with Bron?
I played with Bron.
That's my nigga. I ain't know you played with Bron. Oh, shit. That nigga played with Bron?
Let me ask you a question.
Ah, damn.
Who's better, Bron or KD?
Michael Jordan.
It's tough. From, like, skill, like, I mean, listen, man.
KD, man, who's better, Bron or KD?
It's like, I ain't gonna lie, it's tough. Like, I don't work with both of them. Like, when I came, they took me under the wing. So,
right.
Like, KD, man, it's just... He got a skill that we might not see, man. 7 foot doing what he's doing. Like, Bron is one of the best coaches, like, players, guys you're going to meet leader-wise. Like, Bron, like, to the T. You know what I'm saying? He's going to get you right. He's going to tell you all the right things and things like that. But when it just comes to hooping, that's what KD do.
So
like,
the answer is KD.
So the answer is KD.
Shout out to KD. Like, that's my man, KD.
We never knew Philly cheese to beat around the bush here.
No, you know, it's like what you. No, it's what you need. It's what you want.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
you're the GM. You got the first pick of the draft. KD and Bron is coming out, and you know what you know now. Who are you picking?
KD.
That's tough.
That's tough. He gave his answer.
That's not going to be no easy one. If I'm in that G, I'm going crazy in that room, man. But either way, you're going to make
the
right.
But you're
picking
KD.
It depends. It depends what I already have in the locker room. Man. It depends on what I have in the locker room.
KD fit in with anything. Facts. It don't matter what you got in the locker room. Bron fits in with anything.
All right, because of age, I'm taking KD.
Okay, that was a good answer. Okay, let me ask you a question. Do Carmelo still deserve to be in NBA?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know. And the whole world know that, though. That's why it's sad, man. You can see the direction the league is going in. And I feel like Melo always been like the scapegoat for, you know, later in his career. The league is moving in a different direction. But he could still go out there on a bad team and give you 20.
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
Why is Carmelo going through this?
I don't know. Idea? I really don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around it too, bro. Like, I really don't know.
Because, you know, when, I mean, no disrespect, but.
Right.
We got fucking Zaire Smith.
Yeah. Like, hey, young, he gonna be all
right,
though.
Right, but. I mean, who could get more buckets right now? Oh, yeah. Zaire Smith or Carmelo Anthony? Yeah. So. For him not to have a job, at the least, coming off somebody's bench.
Facts, absolutely.
To me, that's unbelievable.
You're 100% right.
I'm starting to realize, cuz you a fake ass Stephen A. Smith. You really think you a sports commentator? You talking all this deep shit? Cause I don't. Who the fuck? I don't even understand what you're talking about.
Hey, let me tell you something, man.
Talking about a bunch of, like, let me tell you something.
This shit ain't ESPN, man. I go on there and bake all them niggas. Just understand that.
You hating Steve, you hate it.
You mad? You jealous of Steve? You mad because really I'm a statistician.
Knowledge is power, though.
Yeah, knowledge is power. Tell me.
You got to come on this side, man.
You mad because you mad because you talking about Sean Kemp supposed to be in the 50 greatest players of all time.
Why wouldn't he?
Come on, man.
Fuck is the matter with you?
You see this talent?
Fuck is the matter with you?
You see this talent in this league today?
No, but listen, we ain't talking about today. We talking about yesterday.
But Sean Kemp was being the 50 greatest players of today. You talk about of all time.
They ain't had Ray Allen on that fucking list either. I'm going to say some shit about that. That's
Ray Allen.
Gary Payton and all of them.
Ray Allen ain't on there.
Ray Allen's a guy.
He is a guy.
He's a fucking legend.
But he's not on there. He's definitely not on there.
He Got Game is a great movie.
That's a fucking hell of a movie. He was in Denzel Washington.
He's in the top 10 basketball movies all the time.
How the fuck he wasn't in the joint? He was Denzel.
Right up there with Teen Wolf.
He was Denzel, sir. That nigga was Denzel, son. How the fuck he don't get on the list? Whatever player was Denzel, son, in the fucking movie. You was a nut, man. You really think
he was a fucking let me ask you a question, man.
That ass nigga.
So, Cheese, you got to the league.
Right.
You get this money. Did your family and friends change when you got the money?
Yeah, absolutely. Not all, but, you know, it's you have arguments and you go through stuff that you probably normally wouldn't never go through if you didn't have money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man.
So what Biggie said, more money, more problems, huh?
That probably was the realest line. If you in that position and, you know, you got a couple dollars, you come from nothing, that's going to be, like, one of the most, probably, truest lines you probably ever hear in your life, bro. Because I didn't understand until I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Because let me tell you the mindset of niggas growing up in the ghetto. Dog, if I went to the league and I had $20 million, I'm giving all my niggas $5 million. I mean, giving all my niggas $1 million. There's only four of them. That's $4 million. Then I got $16 million to myself.
Like, yeah, see,
shut that's, the fuck up.
Exactly.
A bunch of niggas has never go to the league talk like that.
Right. But no, you know, it's like, to be honest, man, and I had this conversation before. Motherfucker saying, like, if I had this, like, I'd at least did this, I'd have did that. How many times?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you gotta understand, too, when you in this game and you in this field and you know these taxes, you know Uncle Sam is coming. And your contract say $50 million, $52 million, whatever the case may be. You're not seeing that whole thing, man.
No, you're seeing about 34.
Yeah, like you're seeing half of that, man. Your lifestyle of living. You know what I'm saying? You probably got your mom giving her money every month. You got your girl giving her money every month. You got your kids' school. Then you got their bank accounts. Then you got to look out for your pop. Then you got your pop side. You know what I'm saying? And then you still got your homies. And then
old coaches,
like everything, man. Everybody's coming.
Everybody got looked out for on the come up.
Yeah, like so.
But see, the problem with a lot of black people,
a person can't say I ain't never come through and look out. A person make it say, yeah, he should have. A motherfucker is always he should have did it this way or he should do it this way.
Right.
It's always the people telling you what you should do. It never had it.
What you should do with your money.
What you should do with your money, the shit that you put in, the time that you put in, the 19 years it took me to get there.
Right.
Know what
and
I'm
let
saying?
Me tell you what's a lot of problem with black people. I can't say for white people because I don't know if this is their, I don't deal with enough white people to know if this is their problem. But I know with black people, it's all about what have you done for me lately.
Facts.
Fuck what I did for you two weeks ago.
You can help a motherfucker 1,000 times.
1,000 times, man.
You say one time,
no,
you ain't shit.
Yeah, it's sad.
Motherfucker in the world.
And it be like, you could be there for a person, man, through their darkest times, man. Like, through their darkest times, and you there. Like, fuck the money. I'm talking about physically. You there. You talking to them. You know, you helping them through. You know, you there for them.
Right.
And like I said, man, you say no one time or you... Sometimes I don't even say no. I ignore the message.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't even got to say nothing. You should get the message. If I don't reply to that message.
Absolutely.
You ever give somebody like money and then they fucked it up kind of and then they come back come and on, be like, bro. Yo, I need that again?
Come on, bro. Yes. Multiple times, man.
Yeah.
Multiple times, man.
I felt that from him.
Hey, that triggered it. Like, that triggered it. Like, man, said the trigger. He raised up the shit out of it. Come on, man.
Multiple times.
Come on, man.
And that's why I'm saying everybody's favorite line
God
is,
damn
man,
it,
like,
man.
I've been in a hole. Like, come on, bro. Like, you gotta understand, bro. This
what
shit,
type of hole? What they was in jail?
I don't know. I don't. Bro, I be trying to figure that shit
what
out
fuck
myself.
What the fuck hole is they talking about, Jeff? Listen, it's sweet out here.
You don't have a lot of bills. Like, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like, what the fuck is you doing with the money?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now when you get the money, oh, all right, bet. Now you at every restaurant. You know what I'm saying? You're getting
clothes. You're doing it for the gram.
Listen, you're doing all the wrong stuff.
I give you some money to help your family, and you doing it for the gram.
Come on, man. Like,
you out here taking pictures of your food.
Y'all
shit.
Going out. Y'all go to more restaurants than me. I'm serious. Like, right. Come on, man. There's a lot of times, man. Like, I passed off a lot, bro. And I ain't talking about no lower paper. Right. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, people's favorite thing is, what have you done for me lately, man? Yeah, and it's sad.
But you understand, like, if sad. I'm doing it because I'm doing it from the love, from the heart, I don't owe nobody shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't owe you nothing. If you my homie, you my dog, you my dog.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And once, listen, I'm going to tell you everything, man. Money will expose the frauds, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to expose, like.
It'll show people, you who really your friend.
Yeah, like, who was really your homie? Who was, like, was he really in it with me, or like was he waiting like on this situation that like that happened? You know what I'm saying?
Because at the end of the day,
I ain't gonna lie to you. Listen, I got a DM from like from one of my old homies.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I had to cut off. You know what I'm saying, cut him off completely, burnt me out. You know what I mean? And when I signed, you know, my contract or whatever, you know, he wrote me like, "Damn, bro, like understand this too. When you sign, yeah." Everybody else around you feel like they signed it too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He said that I never really got it at first, but that was probably some of the realest shit he ever said because I see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because everybody felt like we won.
Yeah, like.
I mean, I'm going to keep it all the way real. Like even when you got drafted, I felt proud. Yeah. And at the time, I didn't even know you like that.
Right.
But I just knew, damn, we got this nigga from Philly. He played for Syracuse. This nigga nice.
Right.
And I used to check you out, and I'm like, damn, this nigga nice. Right. So then it was saying you could have been the number two pick in the draft.
Right.
It was in between, like, the number two, the number three, and the number four.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm sitting at the crib like this, like, damn, young boy about to, yeah, damn, young boy.
Yeah,
you
I'm
feel
not,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
I'm not but, saying, like, we can't celebrate in that manner of, like, damn, dog, like, you really did it. But understand, man, like, when I didn't have it, man, like, the relationships was so tight. It was so close.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and now, like.
And then a lot of times, motherfuckers got to understand how to find a position.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to tell people, too, like, I'm not a rapper.
Right.
So we don't tour.
Right.
I'm not going to every city.
Right. Absolutely.
I don't need 10, 12 niggas with me.
No, I just need a personal assistant.
And I have that.
Right.
So anything we doing is on the strength of we out. We balling. We going to go have fun. We going to enjoy life.
Right.
And that's the first couple years when I first, you know, got what I got.
Because at the end of the day, you're young. You're from the ghetto. Yeah, so you come from that. You got to get it out your system.
You got to get out your system, man. So that's what we was doing. Like I said, so it's really not no position to fight over. Right. Like, you my dog. Like, we going to be cool. Now, okay, I'm older now. Let's get in position. Let's talk.
Right.
Let's make businesses. Let's get businesses. Let's invest. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's try to play them for our kids.
Yeah. Y'all want me to come here and pass off this?
And then you fuck it up. Then I gotta pass off again.
Then you gotta come right back to me. No.
Then I pass off again. So, this ain't no rotating door.
At all. Yeah. And I let that happen a lot, man. I think a lot of people got, you know, comfortable with that.
Right.
And now that things have changed, you know, you see the attitude.
But see, you know what it is? I don't even really think you let it happen a lot.
No,
I think that when you just young and you've come into some money and, you know, it'd be like a pride thing. Like, damn, I walk into the Gucci store with my man. I can't come in here and buy some Gucci shit. My man not leave out with no Gucci shit. I feel like a suck ass nigga.
Anybody around here let you know, bro. If I walk into any store, we all come out with something.
That's what I'm saying. Because at the end of the day.
You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, I used to be on tour with Cash Money.
Mm-hmm.
Birdman are going somewhere. He going to buy some. You got nine artists. They like this, just looking.
Facts.
They might pick up a jacket and say some shit like, yeah, this joint nice. Mm-hmm. Shit. That's what, they want a nigga to be like, you want that joint? You ain't get that joint. Oh, I get this joint. So.
Yo. At the end of the day, I know, Cheese. You was the nut ass nigga in there picking that jacket up. Hey, Birdman. Yeah, fuck is a talk. Don't say nothing about my man Birdman. You nut ass nigga. You nut ass. You was the nigga. Bird, can I get this?
bird called them?
Like a nut. You nut ass nigga.
Everybody around Cash Money got them contest that. That wasn't never me. But it was a few artists that was around that motherfucker that was like, and I understand what he's saying about, you know, when you got money and niggas don't got money around you, one of the most fucked up things that I seen, like being a rapper and being on certain labels like Cash Money being an example, niggas had to wait for Birdman to get up to eat. That's fucked up.
Right.
Like,
you were sitting on the couch waiting for him? You was outside his door? Like, what the fuck was you waiting?
First of all,
you telling the story, so I'm figuring you're not asking.
First of all,
in the morning, you out the window. Get up, Birdman.
What happened to that food?
Who's in that ass nigga? You know what I mean? Who's in that ass?
I'm talking about the part you said about the food and all that.
Niggas gotta wait. No,
first of all, that was never
saying.
My situation. But that's crazy. Fucked up situation.
So you waiting on another man in the
Philly,
free world?
You from Philly, so your mentality a little different.
Yeah, my mentality was way different than other niggas that was around Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas know I only got one fake check one time.
Yeah.
But this the whole thing
would never happen again.
Should nobody be out here in this day and time in the world waiting for another man to do anything for him?
Right.
If you're a man, your responsibility, your woman, your kid, and all, that's your responsibility. That's not another man. Oh, damn, man, I can't pay. How could you go to another man about your bills?
And not saying, and let's keep it. The reality of this is, life is sometimes life could kick your ass,
right.
And sometimes you might need some help to get pulled
and
up out the
no
mud.
Problem with that.
I done got pulled up out the mud before.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like that, just being a part of reality.
Right.
Like,
life.
But the end of the day is about what you do when a person pull you up out the mud. See, if a person could pull you up out the mud and then see that he pulled you out the mud and your journey is okay, damn. A motherfucker feel good. A motherfucker don't feel good when they pull you out the mud. Then you slide right back down in the mud. They got to pull you the fuck back out again. You keep in the mud slide. You keep rolling the fuck back down.
I don't have no problem helping somebody, man.
Right.
Like, I don't. Like, I done helped a lot of people, man. Whether they say, well, he could have did this, he could have did that. I didn't. I helped.
Right.
No matter what you say.
Absolutely.
I did something I ain't have to do.
And you can't judge me off about how much I help a motherfucker.
Exactly. So, like.
And I'm allowed to say no.
Exactly.
I'm allowed to say, people are allowed to say no, and it's a title of the world.
Right.
You can say no, because, god damn, no is like the end
of
the
like
world.
A lot entitled, man. Like, a lot of people, man, I feel like, what makes you feel like that? Because what, we came up together? We came from that? I feel like I did my part. I did a lot of things.
I used to come to all your games.
Nah. Not that. I'm just saying, like, how much I got to do, bro?
I never missed a high school game. That's worth $1 million.
Or just watching other niggas' pockets. People donate money and people be like, oh, that's Hov. He could have gave 10 million. Why he only gave one? That's how people think, man.
Yeah.
Let's get to the segment of who would you be?
Who would you be?
Everybody has to answer this question, too.
Facts.
All right. Who would you be? The guy who baby mom is strung out on drugs? I'm talking about crazy strung out. Like, down K&A, Kensington and Allegheny. Like, leaning. Like, would you be the guy who baby mom is in and out of jail? I mean, she the 6-month queen. She just, she do 6 months, come home, do 6 months, come home, do 6 months. You know, she just keep going back. Or would you be the guy who baby mom is an ultra whore? She's just running guys in and out the house. I'm talking about, she introduced your child to New Edition every week. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Cool it now, you got to slow it down.
Slow it down.
Like, who would you be?
I would be, I'll be sending commissary money. And sending pictures and shit of the babies. Taking pictures. fuck that. Taking pictures.
So hold on.
Taking pictures for the babies and shit.
So you'll be the guy who baby mom is in and out of jail?
Yeah. Every time my phone rings, you'll be like, you have a call from Karima. Push 5. Hey, baby, what's up? You get that? Your commissary cool? Are you cool in there? All right, you got your mom right? You ain't come back out here on that dumb shit no more. Talk to your mommy. Hey, mommy. I'll be that nigga. Fuck that.
I'm the ultra whore. That's the one right there. I bet my baby mom be the ultra whore. I ain't going to jail. I ain't banging up Kensington. I'm cool.
No. Oh, your baby mommy, she ain't going to jail.
Yeah.
And she ain't being a Kensington.
No.
So you would just let the whole who motherfucking.
I ain't got to be a part of that.
But your kid is in there, though. And this nigga's just running in and out the house.
He do got a right mom. At least the mom is home with the kids.
Yeah.
At least she home.
Yeah, but the whole Eagles locker room swinging through there.
Yeah, they see your son just walk by him. You know what I mean? Hey, what's up, man?
Nelson Aguilar dropping anything with your bitch buttons.
Listen, though. But I don't. Drugs is a no.
Drugs is a no.
And jail is not. That's not a cool place to be.
So, hold on. He going to say it's not cool, but you just said your baby mom be
doing 6 months. I'm talking about what he said is jail is not cool. It's not cool. But I'll be. You have a collect call from. I'm just saying, it's my situation. All right, go see. I don't want you struck out on drugs. I don't want you, you know what I mean? So,
what you taking, Dev?
I'm taking the jail joint, dog, all day. Like, yeah, because I'm not, like I said, I don't want her coming in, like niggas coming by my son. You know what I mean? Just like, what's up, little man? And then just baking her. Yeah, just baking her all crazy.
What would you do?
I might take the drugs.
Nah!
Duty out, kids. Under a car sleeping?
Hey, listen. Then it make it easy for me to get my child. Look at her. I got footage studio.
Yo, that's crazy.
I'm getting custody of the kids fast as shit.
Yeah, like, yo. Out,
you I'm getting custody.
Get, yo, when you going to go down there
but and just listen. I get custody of the kids fast as shit. Like, so but now.
Bro, you going to have custody anyway.
It ain't no argument.
But bro. So you're going to go down there and tape her? You were going to attack? You going to snitch on
her? She like to.
But jail lead to, I mean, but the drugs lead to the other shit. It's going to be some jail bitch. It's going to be some hoe.
No, but we ain't say that. She,
but
she,
we know that
she
come
a good
with
person
the
on drugs. She'll go to jail.
What? She not stealing for her drug. She not fucking for her crack. Just the most upstanding crack fiend we've ever seen.
She's a good fiend.
Absolutely. No, she's a great fiend. She don't steal. She don't do none of that.
Where was she getting her money from?
Work.
She works. But she had to do it. Oh, man, I'm done.
Hey, let me just ask you a question, because at the end of the day, right, I don't want Toot to go to jail.
Yeah, Toot was already in jail.
And I damn sure don't want niggas running in and out the crib, especially if I got a daughter. Oh, my God. So now she done seen mommy. She done seen me. Meet Mr. Charles. How you doing, Mr. Charles? Meet Mr. Dion. How you doing, Mr. Dion? Meet Mr. Wallow. How you doing? Meet Mr. B-Rock. How you doing, Mr. B-Rock? Meet Mr. Devin. How you doing? Meet Mr. Gilly. Now, your daughter, she 20. She think that's cool to just rotate doors and niggas just.
I understand what you're saying. I got
but
that,
that's
daughters,
traumatizing on a fucking little girl to see their mom doped up.
They tough questions.
Yeah,
bro.
And it's traumatizing, too. To see that goddamn rotating door of these niggas coming in slam dancing.
And you hearing that through the vents. Oh.
But the reality of it is.
No, Charlie.
Ricky Blazer going through there.
So at the end of the day.
Come on, man. That's tough, though. That's tough. A tough situation, man.
That's what $1 million worth of game is supposed to be. A tough situation.
Yeah.
So y'all two would. So he would take. His baby mommy be ultra whore.
And me and Dad.
Dolphine, y'all taking jail. Okay, cool. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Oh, that's easy.
I know you'll stop sexual assault.
No, I stop fucking with nut ass.
7 times a week.
I stay away. I cut nut ass niggas like you.
Nigga jerk off 14 times a week, twice a day.
I stop fucking with you.
He can't stop sexual. He been in jail so long. Bro, how my woman come in the crib? She hear porno. Coming out of the downstairs bathroom.
No.
This nigga's supposed to be in there taking a shit.
Let me say this. Let me say this. Why the fuck was Tootie coming in the side door? She should have came in the front door. And I was just looking at something. I wasn't squeezing off. Why is she coming through the back door?
First of all, though, you was in the bathroom for like 20 minutes.
No, I wasn't. I was taking a shit. I wasn't in the bathroom that long.
Like,
the fuck out of here. But why is she coming through the side door when she got a front door?
Because that's her house. She can come through the
fucking
door.
I don't give a fuck. People use the front door. I'm minding my motherfucking business.
Why are you watching a porno like it's a Netflix series? Listen, like, you're not jerking off. You're just watching a porno?
That's all. I just came home from jail. I'm enjoying myself. I'm like, okay. Taking a shit. Chilling. You know how people take a shit and smoke blunts, roll blunts. And that's what you do, right? You smoke blunts when you're taking a shit.
No, I don't. Fuck are you talking?
You never rolled a blunt.
Like, fuck you think I'm a old person? I sit there and shoot the ashes. The fuck is you talking about?
People don't smoke blunts in the toilet.
Nah, I ain't on no grandmom shit.
I don't know.
What's wrong with you? So answer the question. If you could change one thing, what would it be?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm happy with myself, man. Like, I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know.
I probably would be more organized.
Okay. If you could change one thing about yourself, you'd be more organized?
Yeah.
Dev, if you could change one thing about yourself, V said it'd be your piece.
Yeah. Yo, this nigga.
Veronica said if she could change one thing about you, be your dick size.
Yo, this nigga crazy, man.
She said you ain't hitting the back of the oven, dog. But that's something else. I ain't going to say what your woman put your business all out there. What's the one thing you change?
I would, my pride, yo. I would change my pride because pride will lead you to do like harmful Dr. things to
evil.
People. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like,
yeah,
because sometimes if I do something in return for something somebody did to me, I'm not even mad. It's just a pride thing. Like, that nigga tried to do that with me. Oh, okay, I'm gonna show you what time it is. You know what I mean? And the older I get, the more embarrassed I am of it. Because it's like, bro, I'm almost 40 years old and I think like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit
ain't cool. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I agree with that too. It might be my pride, man. My pride.
Proud of motherfucking.
Yeah, my shit's strong. But you know what? Like, I know I'm getting older, though, because I know if I'm on some nut shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but my pride is who, like, it got me where I'm at, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I could be stubborn. My girl would tell me all the time. So, it probably would be. I tone it down. I'm not changing. If I could tone it down a little bit or something. Like,
oh, so your woman say you stubborn, huh?
Yeah, real stubborn.
What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
That sounds like some shit a woman asks. Oh, you what's your sign? Like,
I mean, that's what they go off of, though.
Yes.
Because motherfuckers.
So
be
do that
like,
sign mean do. What he just
listen,
said?
Listen. Because motherfuckers say the same thing to me. Gilly, you stubborn. Mm-hmm. Then they say, what's your sign? I say, Leo. They say, that's why you so stubborn. I'm like, all right.
Well, his sign is not.
I'm not big on signs, but you know. Like, a lot of people.
Why you asking? I thought anybody said a Leo. I was going to say, people tell me that shit.
A lot of people are, man. So.
If I could change one thing about myself, I don't know, man. That's a hard one.
Stop being a nut ass nigga.
It's tough.
That's a hard one, man.
Or to stop being a nut ass nigga.
No,
exactly.
No, I would stop hanging with nut ass niggas. That's what I would do. And the first nigga I would cut off would be your nut ass.
I already
ass.
Said that already. You nut ass nigga.
Nut ass nigga. Look at
you. Nut ass nigga. You nut ass nigga.
Looking like a leather jacket. No, I think. Because I'm pretty good with patience, you know what I mean? So I think it probably would be my attitude sometimes.
Yeah.
I might just snap sometimes faster than a motherfucker just, you know what I'm saying? I probably would have a little bit more patience with my attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, me too, though. I mean, we men, so I feel like.
So you working on a few things.
Yeah, like
you cool. You need two things you would change.
Yeah, I need a couple. I need
your
a couple.
Patience and your pride.
Yeah, I need No lie though, my kids help me with my patience though.
Yeah,
they help me. You know what I'm saying? Because when they first come out, after they come out, you got that excitement, and then you are like, damn, can't wait for the motherfucker to walk.
Right.
When you start walking, like damn, you gonna run? Like so.
Right.
I think it's like that helped me a lot, man. Just having three kids, so.
And I'm gonna keep it all the way real. That help you grow up faster.
Exactly.
When you got kids, because you really start appreciating life.
Facts.
When you you find yourself just looking like, damn, that's a little me right there.
All the time, man.
Man, that's crazy, man.
All the time. It helps you though.
And you start realizing that you're living for more than just yourself.
Yep, I was just getting there. Like, yep, that's why I said like. It's not about me no more, man. Like I said, I always tell them, I live my life, bro. I done seen and did everything, you know, at the age of 19, 20 that most don't get to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my dreams coming true. Living this life, driving whatever I want to drive, just doing whatever I want. And I had that experience. So now I had to tone all that down and realize that I need to put money in bank accounts for my kid, wills and things like that. So right there, man, that's the best part, I think, about this whole situation I got going on, is just being able to know that when this ball stop,
you good.
My kid's going to be good.
When the ball drop, I'm good.
Facts.
Okay, so let me ask you the question, right? Your jumper, silky.
Right.
I seen your dunk on niggas. I seen floaters from you. I seen right hand layups. I seen left hand layups, either hand. I don't recall seeing too many reverse layups. How's your reverse layup game?
I got a little bit of everything, man.
Oh, you got a little bit of everything?
I give it to you any type of way how you want it.
Oh, so you do reverse layup.
Yeah,
okay, bam, got him. Got him. We got his dick sucked on the back. In the hood, we call that a reverse layup. Got him. In the hood, we call that a reverse layup. We got his dick sucked on the back. Give it
he
up,
said,
Philly
he
cheese.
Said he'd give it to her any way she wanted.
Give it to him any way they want.
Pause. Pause.
Not on duty.
Y'all, it's crazy in this joint.
I set him right up for the real moment.
He was like, yeah.
He said, nigga, what? Nigga said, I give him to him. I got all the moves. Hey, let's get into $1 million worth of game.
And
man,
this $1 million worth of game is brought to you by, have you had any good hair lately? Everything. Diva, glam. You know, us. Damn, it's crazy. There's only one person here.
Yeah.
That's how my wave is.
I'm mad as shit at this joint, man. Like, why the fuck you came on here with a fucking hairline, dog?
One question, because is it?
Y'all gotta go get that Deion Sanders, man.
No, fuck no. We not fucking with Deion. Deion hated on me, man.
Yeah.
When we had Jericho's back in the day, he was a hater. But listen, this is the whole twist, though. Let me ask you something before we get into that. Once again, this $1 million worth of game right here is brought to you by everythingdivaglam.com. But listen, is it against the law of the hood to wear wave cap in public? Because a lot of these young boys wear wave caps, like it's just cool, velvet joints and all that shit in public. Could you wear wave cap in public? Is that against the law?
I'm gonna keep it real. In this new era, it's like anything goes, man.
Say no more.
We allowing a lot of that now.
Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
As before, we used to have to stay in the house for an hour, put the durag on, brush your hair, lay the waves down. Now
let me just rock the Dewey, had the wing with the
you
wing.
See, me, I had my Dewey in the car before I got out. Snatched it off.
See, because
I ain't get no cut, so you know I'm a little wussy. You know what I'm saying?
You had to lay that shit down like baby hair.
Lay it down real fast. You know.
Dewey.
Touch niggas used to wear the Dewey with the hat on top, though. That was like a part of the whole.
No,
you know,
that was some Jersey shit.
No, it wasn't.
That was some Jersey shit.
Exactly. He knows it's the bleak. He knows it's the bleak.
Hey, I seen you with the do rag with the hat on.
You definitely did.
Do rag with the baldy. You had the baldy. You got a boy here. Why you got a Dewey on? What the fuck is you wearing?
I had a LeBron. I had a LeBron. I ain't have a baldy. I had a LeBron.
He tried to justify so we can sound cool because he did.
He
had the joint with the extended wing on it. The joint that comes in the middle. You got the joint with the long wing.
The long wings.
All that type of nut shit.
Yo, man.
He had the Michael Jordan come fly with me.
That joint.
I believe I can fly R. Kelly edition.
Wow, with a cape on the back.
Hey, listen, man. So this guy in my DM say he needs some game. He said, OG, I was in Jersey. Speaking of Jersey, corny niggas, hats and do-packs. No, I'm just
You heard that? You heard that, Jersey?
Shout out to Jersey.
Yo, you heard that? CMD.
Hey, I'm going to keep it all the way real. My DJ is from Jersey. That's some shit Alibor do. Do-rag with a baggy-ass hat on. You can stick your hands up. New York niggas do that shit, too. They wear their head like 8 sizes too big. You can stick your fucking hands up in them.
Scratch your head.
Hey, listen, I need some help, OG. I was in Jersey Thursday night and got robbed for $8,000 worth of work. The people I work for are some serious cats, and I was just trying to do this till I found a job. They told me I have 2 weeks to get them $2,000 as a good show of faith, but I have no other means of income, and at the moment I have 2 young sons that I want to watch grow up. I don't want to lose my life over $8,000, OG. Is there any way you can help me? Well, financially, I can't help you. You on your own, player. You know, I don't pay off niggas' drug tabs. That's just not something I'm into. But you got to understand what you sign up for when you get in the game. See, you got in the game, you wanted to be a hustler. And then you ain't messing. You ain't even out here. You ain't no $1,000 hustler. You ain't no half an ounce nigga. You a $8,000 nigga. So you taking some work from niggas. and then you don't know how you're going to pay them off. And then when somebody burn you, now you in a situation and now you want to see your kids grow up, huh?
You should have thought about that. Message to the young boys watching this. Stay the fuck in your lane, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Stop trying to. Matter of fact, while we got Cheese here, let me ask you a question, Cheese. Because Cheese come from the streets. He's not no dude that just come from in middle America and all that. Cheese, what was it, Cheese, that prevented you from getting in the street? Because he's right there. He's right there in South, right there in the hood. What prevented you from, you know, and help you stay focused?
I mean, just first of all, my mom sold drugs. My pop sold drugs. My grandmom sold drugs. My grandmom got shot in the head. My mom been shot and my father been shot. You know what I'm saying? Cops ran in the house when I was 12, put the gun in my head. This at 12. So that's when I knew at that time, man, that's not for me. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't want to be another statistic. You know, like everybody preach they want fast money, but they don't understand with that lifestyle, there's only two things, man. You may end up dead in jail or rob. And you can't be soft out there in that field. So even if you're not like one of them type dudes, man, who can't hold his own, I don't think you should be playing in that water. There's nothing but sharks in that water.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And if you can't swim, you're going to drown.
And my man Ray get drowned.
Absolutely. But see, the thing is, a lot, just like this young guy right here, a lot of them wait till it's too late. See, he didn't. He got a plan. Oh, I'm a hustle. I'm going to get money. But he ain't think it's playing through.
You know why? He thinking about, I'm going to give me a rollie. I'm going to give me a will.
Talk to him.
Them chicks going to be on me.
Yeah. I'm going to spill champagne on the floor at the club.
We ain't waiting in no lines.
Right. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day.
I'm telling you waiting at the end of that line.
Yeah.
That man with that ski mask. Absolutely. You kidding me?
Absolutely. Now he came to Jersey without the hat with the do-rag underneath. They knew he was from Philly.
And they caught him slipping. That's what happened. Oh, look at him. He ain't got the
do-rag. He's not one of us.
He ain't got this with the cap on.
hey, listen, right? So at the end of the day, to all the youngins out there, when you get a plan, you also got to think your plan through. You know, y'all just want to get home and sell drugs. I'm going to get out here. But then y'all taking a real nigga's drugs.
Right.
And y'all got to return some real money to a person. And then when you don't got the money and shit want to go left, now that's when y'all want to think about real life situations. Oh, I want to see my kids grow up. I don't want to die.
I can't believe it. Jail ain't for me.
Jail ain't for me. Oh, my God. I don't want them to take my life about $8,000. Well,
but nobody tell them that, though. Like nobody tell them, like, what come with it, too. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's why me and Osworth a Game is so prominent in the game, because we here to tell y'all.
It costs too much to be a criminal.
And the flip side of this. The flip side of.
The streets is very.
It's very dangerous.
It's very costly.
It's costly, like a motherfucker.
A lot of money. I know. I know firsthand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My homie just got 11 and a half. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And, you know, I be messed up about that shit every day because I wish I could have did something differently.
That's 2020, 2030.
You know what I'm saying? You can't change certain people's mentality, bro. If that's what they do and that's all they know, even if you try to give them something different and it's not going as fast, they're going to revert back to what they know. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, it's just not worth it, because who had to go pay for the lawyer?
And then what's sad out here is, I'ma just keep it real. Some niggas don't wanna know nothing different.
Right.
Some niggas really got dreams of being drug lords, man.
Facts.
They watch a lot of movies, listen to a lot of music.
I watch a lot of that stuff though. That's like my favorite movie. Like my movies, like
some niggas really got dreams of being. Some niggas really think they gonna die the drug dealer with the house on the hill.
Nah.
And the reality is, you gonna die the drug dealer in Camp Hill.
It's 1%. You gotta think about it, man. And that game is 1%.
1%.
It's 1%. That might slip through that crack. It's right. That 1%. So at the end of the day, you gotta understand. Like, listen, man. I know what I'm getting myself into. You got to have some soldiers around too. You know what I'm saying, so
got to.
You got to be like, and you can't even get money in your own city, man. That one not gonna last long.
No, because it's too much jealous. Exactly. It's too much envy. it's too many niggas know your operation, because if you getting money on 17th and Tasker and you tan it the fuck up, it, guess who know? The niggas on 21st and Tasker.
Right.
The niggas on 21st and Snyder. The niggas on 19th and Dickerson. Mm-hmm. And guess who all them niggas plotting on?
You.
Because that nigga slipping, boy. We taking that joint up off his wrist. We taking them chains up off his neck. We blitzing that nigga crib. We tying everybody up in that motherfucker. We want all the work. And then, you know, in the hood, you could just be doing some regular shit. You could just be maintaining a regular ass flip and making it look good. And then some nigga somewhere talking about, they got 100 bricks in here. My man told me 7,000 pounds in there. They always make up these astronomical numbers of what a nigga's doing
one thing before about they the
break it
too,
to
though.
Your fucking house.
One thing about the streets, they always going to make the story seem so much more than what it is or what he's really getting.
Absolutely.
So now he's putting more pressure on that man.
Absolutely.
And he might not even got that. It's just one of his homies might see him pull out a nice little, you know, something. And, yo.
I remember.
I was with Main Man. He just pulled out 40.
Right, and the whole time it was 7,200
with a lot of ones.
Right,
know what I'm saying?
And shit like that I could relate to, because I remember back in the day, Gilly got locked up with a 500 pack, and he said it was a 5,000 pack. It was only 500 dollar cash, and it was dollar cash. Yeah. He had the dollar cash. You had $500 cash. You was a nut ass nigga. How did you think you was going to get caught? Tell me it was under my shirt. The cops saw it. I was slipping. Yeah, you's a nut.
So listen, nigga, man, to all the youngins out there, the message involved in this is know what you're getting into and stand what you do. If you sign up for the streets, understand what you signing up for, so that when somebody burn you, somebody rob you, that's a part of the game. That come with the game. So understand, when you signing up for the streets, you signing up for somebody to burn you, for somebody to rob you. You signing up for some jail time, or you signing up to get shot. You signing up to go to the grave. Like Cheese just said, 1% of niggas make it through. So just know your percentages is 1 out of 100. If you like those percentages, that's on you. But know what the fuck you signing up for, so that when a nigga rob you in Jersey for that $8,000, you ain't in my DM now, but I want to see my kids growing up. You should have been thought about that shit, player. You should have been knew what you were signing up for. Like, all these young dudes, they want the glitz. They want the glamour. They want the fame. They want the money. They want the bitches. They want the dick sucks. They want all of that that come with the life. But guess what they don't want to do? The jail time. Because he just said 1%, so that means 99% of niggas go down. And guess out of that 99%, guess how many of them niggas tell? Probably 70.
Facts.
A large percentage.
It depends what they dealing with too. And if they out there in that field for real, and they really get into it, you know.
Don't be one of them dudes that real. Don't be 6'9".
One of them, like, one thing.
Don't
about
be 6'9". Don't be one of those dudes that realize the street shit ain't for you.
A lot
when
of guys,
you get to jail.
Yeah. A lot of guys is getting football numbers, man.
Right.
It ain't 2 to 4s. It's 15s and 18s and 36s.
But no, the jail is. See, people got to understand that. Jail is just, that's a part of the, when you got the money, the violence, everything that go with getting in the streets, jail is a part of that, on that, jail is on that list.
Right.
Jail in your janazah or your funeral, that's on the list. So like I tell people all the day, it's a painful journey. That shit was painful. Grandma died, brother died, stepfather died. Like, motherfuckers just died, you just stuck in it. Just imagine being stuck in space. You're stuck in a time, you just stuck in a time capsule where you just like this, in a cell every day.
Going crazy.
Going crazy.
You can't even get no air. You can't even walk where you want to.
You can't do what you want. You can't walk where you want. You can't eat what you want to do. Motherfucker, like, your whole life is based off what these people telling you. And all that, kill it. Like, that's what's crazy. You'll see a dude come to jail. Oh, yeah, that's a little shoot everybody he ever met in his life. What? Yeah, he shot. And then you see this boy come down, white boy you never seen in your life. Lock it the fuck up. He run into his cell locking up. What happened? Damn, Playboy. Where the fuck is the gangster at? What happened to all the gangster crazy shit? You go through all, we go through all this shit, and then you see a nigga that used to be driving around, all the money, all the shit. He wiping table in the kitchen because everything gone. Lawyer going, family. Hey, you, fuck, we fucking with you for. You ain't getting no money no more. That's how people, you see, I done seen niggas that was big time drug boys wiping tables in the kitchen, bro.
Right.
So it'd be like, motherfuckers don't understand, man. This shit is real, but I'm going to take you to stories from the cell. I get into prison. I say to myself, one of my homies, he was in the boxing gym. I said, I want to add some more to my arsenal. So now he running around the yard, right?
Or arsenal.
So, oh, I'm already three times black belt. So yes. I'm like, damn, I want to add some more shit to my name. Because, you know, I'm in jail. And I'm saying, damn, I'm in jail. You know, dudes is boxing, lifting weights in jail and shit. I'm in Dallas. They got the boxing ring down there. Legendary trainers like Lou Brown. He used to train Bernard and all that shit. I said, he used to train Bernard. Okay, that's going to be my trainer. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do my thing, right? So I get to run in the yard. And I do the boxer run. My man taught me the boxer run. You tapping, you running sideways, all that cool shit, looking like you know how to work. So I said, damn, okay. And shout out, rest in peace to Phil Africa. You know what I mean? He was one of the other dudes who trained me and shit.
Phil Africa?
Yeah, he part of the move. He was Ramona
Africa?
Yeah. He was part of the move.
Oh, wow.
Rest in peace to him. Phil and Deborah the Africa, they used to, you know, train me. They was brothers. So I'm coming through, I'm doing all the shit, shadow boxing, all that good shit.
Must have been some shitty training, because still can't fuck.
No, y'all should fuck mine. I knock you the fuck out.
I just blacked your shit. You don't worry about that. Your shit just recovering, too.
I was activating my martial arts, not my boxing. So listen, so now I'm going down there, I'm hitting bang, all that good shit, jumping the rope, all that good shit, looking in the mirror. So dang, I go and get my little first bar, I put the headgear on. I'm going to fuck this nigga up. This is the third. I don't know they put me in there with a ringer, right? This boy. So listen, I'm going to tell you how I realized he was
Tommy
a ringer.
Tommy Hearns
and Mark. So I'm doing all that good shit. All that good shit, yeah. I'm landing my shit. Doing all, you know, all the moves. But listen, at the same time, I'm fighting like I'm southpaw because I don't know who you're supposed to lead. You know what I mean? Because I even
come
though
on.
They, listen, even though they taught me, even though they taught me to lead, You leave with your left because you know what I mean. But I'm fighting like I'm saying all this dumb because all that shit went out the ring. They told me, "Hey, switch it out, Wallo, switch it." I don't hear none of that shit. I mean, I don't hear none of that shit. All I hear is Terminator X because that's what what's name all that. Welcome to the Tear. That's what Mike Tyson walked out to.
Yeah.
So I used to be listening to that shit with my Walkman and all. So I'm like this. Now it's playing in my head. I'm gonna knock this nigga the fuck out. All that dumb shit. Come from here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That motherfucker hit me with a body shot, uppercut. I'm saying. That's when I knew he was a ringer because he rang my motherfucking bell. Boom, back! I do like this. I like, yeah, anybody. My leg kicked out a little bit, right? After my leg kicked out, I said, okay, exit time. I spit the mouthpiece out. The mouthpiece come out, right? I spit that joint right out. So we get back going again. We get a little tussle. So I grab him, right? He hit me with another body shot. That joint came right over his shoulder this time. I spit that joint right. And let y'all know it's slippery. They tell me, yeah, it's slippery. The punches ain't slippery. I'm like, yeah. I quickly realized that mixed martial arts was better for me. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit, I thought, you know, the cushion, the pads, and all that shit. That shit don't protect now when somebody hits you on your head. I mean, put a little blood in my mouth. I said, okay. I said, because the whole thing is like, and so the old heads, they laughing. They on the side laughing. Yeah, young and how your mouth be slid out. All that shit. I said, yeah, man, it ain't about now. I'm going to get it together. You know when they see me in that gym again?
Never.
Never where? 2030. I never went back. So they try to set me up down there. So they tell me, yeah, you going in there with some ain't nobody. You got him, young blood. No, his hands was licensed. He knew some shit that I ain't know.
Hey, so a nigga hit you with a body shot, you almost shit on yourself.
Body, and they kicked my leg out, my ACL. What the fuck? Old Joe kick, wham! It always kick my Joe out of sight.
Nigga punch diarrhea shit down your leg.
I didn't know what was going on. I stayed the fuck from down there. Body was sore and everything for like a week. I stayed the fuck from down there. They told my boy, coming out of the train. Yeah, I'll be down there. Fuck out of there. I ain't going down there. Nigga try to set me up and all that shit.
Hey. And ain't nothing like when nigga hit you with a good body shot, boy.
What?
Ooh, you got to lay on one side all night.
Your ribs like he broke my rib. I think he broke my rib. I mean, cause that shit, man.
Hey, Philly, you in the boxing?
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Well, you got hands, huh? That's why none of them niggas in the locker room ain't play with you.
Philly, man.
They know, man. Like, I ain't got to say much,
ain't
got to
say too much.
They know.
Let me ask you a question, aside, man. When you was coming in the league, who was one of the most influential players? Like
Allen
that,
Iverson.
Like took you under his wing.
Oh,
like say you went to a team, a veteran took you under his wing, showed you how to be a pro.
Yo, man, I had a lot of good vets, man. Like I said, I had Brian and KD, so I had like me and KD was like we work out every day, first thing in the morning, you know, after practice, then, you know, I go chill over his house. This is when I first got the OKC.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about every day.
Yeah.
So we was going at it every day, bro. And just you know, getting to know him, sharing my story. He's sharing his story with me.
Because he's from D.C., right?
Yeah, so, pretty much got them similarities, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So the connection was, it was there from the rip. It wasn't forced,
right?
Anything like that. So you know how we is, man. Right. We're from Philly, so we
adapt.
Yeah, we adapt, and we learn. We know not to do too much,
right?
Like not to say too much. You know what I'm saying, so we just let it flow,
right?
But if I don't fuck with nobody, man.
Right?
Like I don't even know how I hide it. Like certain dude, like
yeah,
I don't
hang with. We can't be fake.
I don't hang with a lot of like NBA guys, man.
Right?
Like a lot don't wear it,
right?
I might just be different. You know what I'm saying? So,
let me ask you a question. Who the hardest worker you ever seen?
KD right there. But it depends. Like on the court, KD. In the weight room, Brian. Like,
let me ask you a question, though. I got a good question. Since the beginning of the NBA all the way up to now, any players, pick your team. Pick 12.
No, 5.
No, that's too easy. That's going to be I need to know some other people. I want to know.
Okay.
I want to see if you want to throw Kemp in there.
I ain't throwing Sean Kemp.
I'm just saying, they might.
12. Allen Iverson.
There's one.
Mm. Mike. Two. Cole. Brian. KD.
Damn, that's a
mean. Shaq. Baron Davis.
Mm. Damn, Baron Davis.
That's a shocker right there.
KG.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. It's like
you at 8.
No Barkley.
Damn.
I like Barkley a lot. Karl Malone.
That's
Hold, wait. Hold the fuck up. Hold, you gonna
this his shit.
Karl Malone over Barkley.
He still got something left. He had 9.
Men lie, women lie. Numbers don't.
Karl Malone played 160 years. That's like saying Kareem was better than...
It's not my fault he took care of his body.
But listen, that's like saying Kareem was better than Shaq. We know Shaq would have dunked Kareem in the fucking court.
What about Hakeem Olajuwon then?
Oh, you taking him? That's number... You taking him too?
Absolutely.
That's 10.
Hakeem was...
Yeah.
Two more.
Where you put him at?
Hakeem Olajuwon is the 4th greatest center of all time.
Behind who?
Behind Kareem, Wilt, and Shaq. I know my shit.
No, it ain't about you knowing your shit. It's about how you going. Like, you know, Hakeem was
unbelievable.
He's a guy.
But how do you put him in front of Kareem?
What you going, rings?
I mean.
That's what you going to say. You're not going skill-wise. I know you're not going skill-wise. Well, skill-wise, Hakeem right there.
Yeah, but how do you put him in front of Wilt?
What you going? Are you going rings or are you going skill? Wilt just was a dime. Like, Wilt was bigger than everybody.
Skill-wise, Hakeem Olajuwon probably was
Wilt was
than
in
all
front
of
the room just like this. And but he had to go against Bill Russell. Bill Russell was what, 6'9"?
But at the end of the day, it's not Wilt's fault that
I'm just saying.
He was before his time.
They changed the 3 seconds. They put 3 seconds in because of Wilt.
Right. Like, Will had 100 points.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Will averaged 50. Like, we thought Jordan was special when he averaged 35. Will averaged 15 more than that in a time where...
It was 11 teams.
It was.
He wouldn't do that shit today. Rest in peace.
No, he wouldn't. No,
it's a little different. But it was double teams and all that. Now, yeah. NBA is more advanced because all this technology.
Well, it's more advanced because of Will.
Yeah, Will changed. I'm just saying, like, you going skilled? Because Hakeem is right there.
Hakeem is more skilled than Shaq.
Exactly.
Will and probably.
What they all had.
But he's not more dominant.
No, I'm about to say what they had over him when he was more dominant.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Who's a better player, Kobe Bryant or LeBron James?
Depending on what, though?
Who's the better player?
Overall, you got to go LeBron.
Thank you.
You know why?
Thank you.
No, I'm saying like overall, meaning gets his he averaged damn near 8 assists his whole career. You know what I'm saying? Rebounds, he got his numbers is better than like.
Only, I mean, Cole, shooting from the field, his numbers is better.
They got better, but who you want as a killer? Close that thing out. Who you want? Who you want taking that last
shot?
Well,
to me, if I'm starting a franchise.
No, I ain't asked you that.
Then he said, who you want taking that last shot?
Listen, but did you put it?
No, fuck that.
No. You stretching. I'm going to play this. If your life on the line, your life, 5 seconds left, you taking Bean or you taking Brian?
I'm taking Bean.
Okay.
But that's reducing the game to 5 seconds. The game is not 5 seconds, it's 48 minutes. And in a 48-minute game, I'm taking Bron.
Over which Kobe?
Over any Kobe.
Oh, you tripping.
Over any Kobe. At the end of the day, let me just say this. LeBron James has never walked in an NBA locker room and put a Robin uniform ever on in his life. Kobe Bryant was Robin when he was with Shaq was Batman.
He was a baby.
Shaq was Batman.
He was a baby.
Even when LeBron James came in the league at 18 years old, he was the best player on the team. When Kobe came to the Lakers at 18 years old, he averaged 6.7 points and he backed up Eddie Jones.
LeBron James went to the All-Star game off the bench.
LeBron James wouldn't have backed up Eddie Jones in the 10th grade.
A 19-year-old, listen.
And Eddie Jones is my man. Eddie Jones is nice.
His rookie
year. But LeBron James wouldn't have backed up Eddie Jones in the 10th grade.
His rookie year. If Cole would have came in. Same time Brian came in, too?
No.
He wouldn't have did that.
LeBron James is a different animal, man. LeBron James didn't. When LeBron James came to the league, he didn't have to develop. He was already developed.
Oh, you see Kobe in high school?
Kobe averaged, okay, just for the record, is only three players in the history of the NBA that came from high school to the NBA.
And averaged 25 and 5?
No, and averaged double digits their first year. That was Amari Stoudemire, 10.7 points. Kevin Garnett, 10.9 points. And LeBron James, 20 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds at 18 years old to a team that won 13 games. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me talk, too.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk as soon as this question's done. You play for the Miami Heat, right?
Right.
Y'all win 13 games, right? Y'all got a kid coming in that's 18 years old. At 27, 28 years old, what's the percentages of you thinking this fucking kid at 18 years old is going to come into this locker room and make a fucking difference?
I knew Brown was going to make a difference.
No, but what's the percentages, though?
It was very high. You had a team where you could do whatever you want, shoot whatever you want, and what? You had no limitation on your game.
But at the end of the day, they won 20-something more games.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving came. He was the number one pick. He came to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They didn't win shit. He just ran around and put up numbers.
All right. But listen, at the end of the day, you got to understand what Kobe, a situation Kobe came into. First of all, he skipped college. Right. So he's a baby.
So
you're already going to a team that has all-stars, right?
Right, because.
Now, listen. Hold up. Now, Kobe, next year. 19, still coming off the bench, went to the All-Star game, bro. That's like okay, I'm here. That y'all are, but I'm here and I'm coming.
Right.
You niggas gotta get out the way soon.
Right. That was the difference. LeBron James from the first day he stepped on the NBA court.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm here. I don't have to take a year to develop.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you though. LeBron came in with this is yours. This is the keys to the car. Take it. Kobe didn't have that. You got to look at situations.
You know why? Because Kobe wasn't the first pick in the draft. He was the 13th pick in the draft.
Look at him now.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck if Michael Jordan was coming out.
If Mike was never there, I don't give a fuck who was coming out.
LeBron James would have been the first pick in the draft. I don't give a fuck who was coming out.
If Mike was coming out?
I don't give a fuck if Michael Jordan was coming
out.
Would you tell him?
What?
If LeBron James was the same player he was.
You know what Mike averaged his rookie year?
I'm not saying
28,
that.
28, 6, and 7, some crazy shit.
He
like
did,
that,
but Michael Jordan was also 22 years old.
Because back in the day,
and
LeBron James
was 18.
We live in different eras, man.
We do.
You can't be mad at Mike because he was born and his mom and his dad decided to have him that year.
Who's the greatest player of all time?
Come on, bro. He got.
Mike's the greatest player of all time, and then LeBron's second.
Is that true?
All time?
Of all time. I don't know.
Will? Yes.
What do his stats say?
Okay, LeBron James stats say.
You can't compare stats to Mike.
Time, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay,
like, because, we're not
because
doing
he already
any,
passed
like, different
Mike,
time.
I think.
Like, we're not doing that.
But
you can't compare
LeBron James' stats say he was the fastest player to 5,000, 10,000, 15, 20, 25,
bro.
30. And he's going to be the fastest and the youngest player to 40,000. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's going to be in the top five in assists, top five
but
in steals.
But do this count.
In the top 20 in rebounds.
Do this shit count. Saying. Tell me what. Tell me, because he played.
In this new era today, bro, everything's a fucking record.
Yeah.
You come down, you get something, you jump over the scoreboard three times, a record. You didn't record book that. He jumped over the scoreboard three times.
But hold on, but hold
on. Come on, bro.
LeBron been in the league for 15 years, man.
No question.
So it's not today. He's a throwback nigga, kind of.
He's of the 2000s.
Yes.
Like Kobe had the, like from 2000, 2010, all that. Then Bron took over there 2012 when he got that chip. You know what I'm saying? That's the era. Mike 90s, Kobe like early 2000s, and Bron late 2000s. That's how you put it.
Okay.
Like there's no other way around it.
Can y'all agree on that?
So we can agree on that. But do you think Kobe Bryant's a better player than LeBron James?
Skill-wise, yes.
No.
Skill, yes.
Okay, skill-wise. But who are you picking?
Bryant had 81. You serious, man? You really asking me that question?
Kobe, man, had 81.
Kobe, 81. Toronto.
He wasn't playing against nobody.
Who? Yeah. He wasn't?
Why do y'all say, listen, let me ask you a question.
That's what y'all say about
why? White. Listen.
Kobe is unbelievable.
My whole thing is this. Why do people take credit from professional athletes? Everybody's professional. I understand certain people got this.
No, because
why
it's
do
the
people
argument.
Say that?
It's the good argument.
He ain't playing against
who,
nobody.
Who's
the
argument.
See, the one thing we all can agree on is Mike was the best. Then after that, it's like.
Yeah, like whoever you want else to be.
Whoever you want. Kobe, LeBron.
Like AI right there.
See, to me, AI is top 30 of all time.
No, AI is top 15 all the time to me.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
But if I'm being biased, he's top five.
Okay, absolutely. Let me ask you a question.
Culture wise, he's one.
Absolutely. But let me ask you a question.
He's a legend. Like
two guards. AI, Dwayne Wade.
If you want to go rings.
I want to go player. Because at the end of the day, you can say Dirk Nowitzki or Charles Barkley. But I'm picking Charles Barkley every time.
Like with me, it's 1A, 1B. That's just how I got to go about it.
So and who 1A?
To me, AI.
Absolutely.
Because if I never seen AI, I probably wouldn't be here.
Right.
So like that's who really like motivated me and gave me that drive and that like, damn, yo, I might you know make it to the league.
Right.
But D-Wade is a bigger version of Allen Iverson, man.
Absolutely.
Just a bigger version.
So what's your goals for this year?
This year, man, just stay healthy. Like, this is probably, like I said, the most I've been healthy for a long time, man, coming off ankle surgery last year. Like I said, I wasn't myself. But I'm healthy, bro. Like, I'm going to go out there, man. Like, I don't really like to talk about
it.
I'm just
going out there. Did you switch it up? You vegan?
No, I ate right. I take my chef everywhere I go, any city I go to.
Okay.
Any country, whatever, like, I take my chef with me. So, you know, we on it. Like, we on top of it right now. And I feel amazing, though.
How's your training regimen?
Get up, 8, 9, work out, probably lift. Then after that, I will do the court, on the court work. Then probably like 7, 8 o'clock, probably go do high yoga.
Damn, this boy.
Oh,
that's every day.
Oh, you doing yoga.
He take care of his body.
Yeah, it's every day. It's every day. That's what changed me, though.
That's good stretching, right?
Yeah,
yoga, unbelievable stretching.
But it's hot too, so like
sweating anything.
Crazy. So I think that right there just took it over the top. Like my body felt good, like flexible. You know, you moving muscles that you never thought you could move. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all the way in it right now. Like I'm in it.
Believe that, man. Well, we want to shout out, man, Philly Cheese.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Deion Waiters for coming through, man. We want
to shoot your lights
man,
out.
Man, we want to wish you the best up and coming season, man. Great health, man.
Kill
go out there.
Kill
do you earn Facts. All your money
Facts.
That you're supposed to earn?
Facts.
And, you know, get ready for what's your second, third contract? Third pup.
Right, my third.
Third pup come through.
2021.
So, hey, that third pup come through. Yeah. I'm
free agent, 2021.
I'm going to become one of them niggas that's on your line.
That shit going to be crazy.
My bills fucked up. Yeah.
We need the lights on.
I can't pay my mortgage, man. Hey, I think I could do that after the third contract. Hey, listen, man, Shout out to my guy, man. We appreciate you for coming through, man.
Thanks for having me.
This is $1 million worth of game. We appreciate all the fans and all the followers and everybody who make us the number one music podcast in the country every week. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like that.
Right.